God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power for today will come from the book of Luke, and we're going to the first chapter, and we're going down to the 11th verse. There appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. 12 verses, and when Zacharias saw, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. 13 verses, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. 14 verses, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. 15 verse, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall neither drink wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. 16 verses, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord, their God. 17 verse, and he shall go before him in the spirit of power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. 18 verse says, and Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. 19 verses, and the angel answering said to him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. 20 verses, and behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Which will be fulfilled in their season. Now, that was a lot of reading, but please stay with me. Please bear with me, because we're going someplace in this, all right? Because we got Zachariah and Elizabeth. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, because I know somebody, I'll lose them if I don't say these names right. But try to press through, my bad. Zacharias, and my bad pronunciation of his name. This here man, who is Elizabeth's husband, he is a priest, and it's his time to go and light the incense at the altar. So he is away from home serving in his priestly duties, okay? And as he served at the altar, an angel appeared and began to speak. Now, this might not sound like such a grand thing, but in those days, the angel did not speak to many people. Not a lot of people had angelic visitations. Not a lot of people could say they were in the presence of something that was not mortal. Okay? So now he's in the midst of a divine visitation. And this angel came and told him that you are going to be the father of a child. Now, Zacharias says out of his mouth, how is this so? Because I am old and my wife is well stricken in years. Stop right there. Because you're standing in the presence of something that you clearly know is not human. You know it's not mortal. And it's giving you a word of or a pronunciation for something that you have been believing God for a very long time. How is the first thing out of your mouth unbelief? Okay? I want you to understand that should have been a better explanation. He should have had a better response. Like, okay, well, if God say so. You know, sometimes it's hard to get to the hallelujah. But don't never doubt the word. Okay? Don't never doubt the thing that's being said, especially when you have been believing God for so long that it done fell off the radar. If somebody bring it back to you and say, the Lord is going to do this thing for you, and you be like, well, really? He gonna really do that? You can't do that, because in all things, when all hope is gone, when time looked like it and ran out, when it seemed like ain't nothing happening, when it seemed like nothing is going to come to pass, all you got left is your faith, and you cannot let nothing, even time, waver your faith. Okay? No matter how long you've been waiting on the new house, the new car, the husband, the kids, the promotion, the new whatever, no matter how long you've been waiting on it, if God say you can have it, then have it you can. And the only thing that can stop you from getting it is your unbelief. Okay? Now, in this case, Zacharias get to have his son. But the angel had to shut his mouth because his unbelief was about to cancel out the progress of the Lord. It was about to cancel out the promise of the Lord. So the angel did him a favor. And he said, because you did not believe, because you cannot embrace this, I'm going to shut your mouth. And I'm going to make sure you can't tell nobody else that this ain't possible. I'm going to make sure that you don't speak against the thing that the Lord is trying to bring to pass. I'm going to make sure that you hush your mouth and you don't get to say nothing and tell the manifest promise of the Lord is in your lap until you embrace it, until you see it, until you can touch it, until you can hold it. I want you to be quiet and hush up and let God move. Because if you don't close your mouth, you're going to just keep delaying the promise of the Lord. If you don't learn to be quiet, you're going to just continue to delay the thing that God is trying to release in your life. He wants to do it, but every time you get this closer, you say something and push yourself that far back. Okay? You got to learn how to be quiet. You got to learn how to say nothing when you don't got nothing good to say. When the words that's coming out of your mouth is unbelief and doubt, then don't speak those words, because what you're doing is recycling the promise of the Lord. What you're doing is shutting up heaven, and it can't move because your unbelief is in the way. It can't move because your lack of faith is in the way. It can't move because it refuses to move in a place where there is no faith. Hush your mouth. Hush up your mouth so God can move. Hush up your mouth so God can move. Hush up your mouth so God can move. That's the hardest thing for us to do, is hush. Because everybody wants sympathy. Everybody wants somebody to pat them on the back. Everybody wants somebody to feel sorry for them. But my God, if you learn how to stand up in the middle of your tears and say, I know God is able. If you learn how to stand up and say, I know God will. If you learn how to stand up and say, I don't got a husband yet, but God promised it, and I'm holding on. I don't got no children yet, but God promised it, and I'm holding on. I'm yet still catching rides from one place to another, but God promised me a car and I'm holding on. I ain't never gonna say I can't buy no car. I ain't never gonna say I won't have a daughter. I won't give birth to a son. The devil is a liar. I'm not closing up heaven on my behalf. All I got through these tears is a hallelujah. All I got through these tears is a thank you, Jesus. All I got through these tears is a glory to God, and I'm going to praise him till it show up. I'm going to magnify him till it show up. I'm going to lift up his name until it show up, because I know that he most certainly will. He'll show up, because he's the God that will not lie. He's not a son of man that he got to repent. If he said it, my God is going to bring it to pass.
Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer.
And we got to say thank you, God, for just being who you are. We got to say thank you, God, for making ways when it didn't seem to be no way. God, we got to say thank you, God, for seeing about us when we wasn't even smart enough to see about ourselves. Father, we got to say thank you, God, that you are moving by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit, and you are yet still tearing down blockades that want to hinder us. You are yet still tearing down blockades that want to stop us. You're yet still tearing blockades down that want to block us from the places you said that we could go. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood say can be done, and that is everything that need to be done. We say thank you all today, for we stand up in faith, knowing that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what we could ask or even think. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. You are God, you are God alone, and you are doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. You are saving, you are delivering, you're working things out, you're turning it around, and you're doing it all for our good. And we got to say thank you on this morning in the name of Jesus, that you're walking in the midst of the presidential election. You're getting in the midst of every little piece of it. You're getting in the midst of everything that is going on all around. You're getting in the midst, and no matter what the devil trying, no matter what he's saying, no matter what he's doing, you are God, the King of Glory. And we know on this morning that you got the final say so. You are God, the King of Glory. And we know on this morning that there is no one more mightier than you. You are God, the King of Glory. And there's no one more righteous than you. You are God, the King of Glory. And you're moving by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit. You are God, the King of Glory. And you're doing what only you can. And we honor you on this morning. We magnify you on this morning. We give you praise on this morning. You are the great I am. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood says can be done. You are the righteous I am. Knowing that you're moving like only you say can be moved. You are the mighty I am. And we glorify your most holy name. We magnify your most holy name. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are God, and you're moving and you're working in the midst of our food supply. You're moving and you're working in the midst of our water supply. You're moving and you're working, mighty God, that no matter what the enemy trying, you are God, the King of Glory, and you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving like only you can move. You are God, the King of Glory, and you are doing what only the anointing and the power of the blood say can be done. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise on this morning. For you are God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Knowing on this morning that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are moving by your power. You're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your spirit. Mighty God, righteous one, holy God, you are King. Mighty God, you are worthy. Mighty God, you are righteous. Mighty God, your name alone, it is great and greatly to be praised. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, you are God alone, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, continue to look down upon the ones that lost family members in the midst of the tumbling of the Maryland Bridge. Mighty God, that when the Francis Key Bridge went down, there were lives that were lost. And mighty God, on this morning, we're lifting up their family members, and we are saying, Spirit of the living God, mighty God, touch them. Mighty God, keep them. Mighty God, give them peace where there don't seem to be no peace. Give them joy where the enemy don't want them to have no joy. You are God, the King of glory, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You're moving by your power right now in the name of Jesus. You're moving by your anointing right now in the name of Jesus. You're wrapping them up in the peace of the Lord. You're wrapping them up in the joy of the Lord. You're wrapping them up in the hope of the Lord. You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your Spirit, and you're moving by your anointing. And we say thank you right now for doing what need to be done on the behalf of those family members that are left behind to deal with the loss and the tragic thing that has happened in their lives. Mighty God, somebody lost their provider. You are God, and you can provide that which they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Send them that which they need, that they won't be without. Send them that which they need, that they don't struggle. Send them that which they need, that they can do and be what need to be in the name of Jesus, God. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are God, the King of glory, and you are taking care of them. You are God, the King of glory, and you're seeing about them. And we magnify your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon Sarah, my mother, and as she move on this morning, as she drive on this morning, cover her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. God, make sure that her eyes can see her and her reflexes can respond, that no matter what the enemy try, there'll be no weapon that'll form against her that is able to prosper. And by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are doing that which need to be done. You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your anointing, by your power, and by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that even on this morning, getting her lungs on today, even on this morning, getting her muscles on today, even on this morning, getting her nerves on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. And from the crown of Sarah's head to the sole of her feet, we call her body into divine alignment in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy want to cause her to suffer, mighty God, on today, I call down the authority of the blood of Jesus to manifest inside of her body, the authority of the blood of Jesus to manifest and heal that which need to be healed by the power and the anointing of the blood. You do it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are the King of glory. Understanding that you are God Almighty. Understanding that you're moving by your power and by your anointing and by your Spirit. You are God, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you're moving right now in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you right now. Father, on this morning, look down upon Tashima on today, and mighty God, continue to give this woman that which she stand in need of. Continue to do that which Tashima need done. You are God, the God of peace. You are God, the God of joy. You are God, the God of provision. And you're able to do what Tashima need done by the power and the anointing of the blood, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he predicting, and no matter what he's saying, and no matter what he has decided, you got the final say so. You are God, the King of glory, and you're going to move on Tashima's behalf. You are God, the King of glory, and you're going to do what need to be done. You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your anointing and by your spirit, by your power. You are God, the King of glory, and no matter what, you're going to take care of her. No matter what, you're going to see about her. No matter what, you're going to make a way out of no way concerning her. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory that you're providing. Father God, we give you glory that you are supplying. Father God, we give you glory that you're moving by your anointing, by your power, and by your spirit. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone. And we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are God, the King of glory. And you're moving by your power. You're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your spirit. You are God, the King of glory. And you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon Sheila's body on today in the name of Jesus. And no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil trying, you are God, and you are God alone, and you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You are God, and you are God alone, and you're going inside of Sheila's body, and you're inspecting the whole entire matter, that no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what he's trying, you are the God that can neutralize the threat. You are the God that can cause everything to come into divine alignment. You are God, and you can see about her. You can do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do concerning her. You are mighty righteous. You are holy God, and you're moving by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit. You are God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are God, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you're seeing about this woman. You're taking care of this woman. You're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do on behalf of Sheila. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, look down upon the bar house on today. Mighty God, by the power and the anointing of the blood,
do what the bar house need done on today. That no weapon that try to form against the bar house is able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the bar house, let it be condemned. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you're doing what only you can do. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. You're doing what only you can do. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty, and you're working and you're moving and you're doing what need to be done on behalf of the bar house on this morning. That no matter what the devil trying, he ain't gonna get no victory. No matter what he's saying, he ain't gonna get no glory. No matter what he's sending, he ain't gonna get no authority. You are God, and you are God alone, and you're doing what need to be done by the power and the authority of the blood. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great. Your name alone is awesome. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God and you are God alone. And we bless your most holy name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God and we give you honor. You are God and we give you glory. You are God and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, the King of glory. And we give you honor right now in the name of Jesus, that you're looking down upon Calvin on today and every circumstance and situation that's surrounding this man. You are God, and you're seeing about him. You are God, and you're covering him. You are God. You're making a way for him out of no kind of way. You are God, and you're doing what only you can do concerning him. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, that is who you are, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone, it is worthy of the praise. Your name alone, it is worthy of the glory. Your name alone, it is worthy of the honor. And we say thank you that you're moving on Calvin's behalf, that you're working on Calvin's behalf, that you're doing what need to be done on Calvin's behalf. You are God, the King of glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you reign and you rule. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are the King of glory and you're going to do what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon Janelle on today, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are doing what Janelle need done. That no matter what the enemy is trying, you are moving on Janelle's behalf, and you're working everything out concerning Janelle. You're giving her the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that you are God, that you are King, that you are mighty in battle, and you're working, and you're moving, and you're doing what need to be done. You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your power, and by your anointing, and by your spirit. You are doing what only you can do, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. You alone are worthy. You're worthy of the glory. You alone are worthy. You're worthy of the honor. You alone are worthy. You're worthy of the praise. And we say thank you that you're working it out on Janelle's behalf, that you're moving by your power on Janelle's behalf. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we say thank you for what you're doing. We say thank you for how you're moving. We say thank you for how you're providing. And we give you glory for making ways when we can't see no way. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God and you are God alone. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. You're looking down on this morning upon Miss Paula in her physical body. And no weapon that is formed against Miss Paula is able to prosper. And by the power and the anointing of the blood, every tongue that rises up against Miss Paula, it is being condemned. That no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your anointing, you're moving by your power, you're moving by your spirit. You are God, the King of glory, and we gotta say thank you in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are the God of healing, you are the God of restoration, you are the God that can do what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are working it out. You are turning around. You are working it out. You are turning it around. You are doing what need to be done. And we glorify your most holy name. We magnify your most holy name. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the praise. We give you honor. We say thank you. We give you glory. We say thank you. Knowing that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what we could even ask or think. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus for touching Miss Paula in her body, for restoring her, renewing her, for revitalizing her on this morning by the anointing and the power of the blood. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger, that no matter what the enemy is saying, and no matter what the enemy is trying, that you got them in the palm of your hand, that you're working it out concerning them, that you're doing what only you can do on behalf of them, that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are the God that sit up high and look down lower. You are God that turn everything around and work it out and do it for the good. You are God, the King of glory, God Almighty, and you're working, and you're moving, and you're doing what need to be done, and we glorify your most holy name, understanding on today that you are the King of glory, understanding on today that you are God Almighty, understanding on today that you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do on behalf of Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, continue to look down down upon Prophet Shamar Bennett on today. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, do what this man need done in his heart, in his mind, in his spirit, that no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you might hear him and that he might hear you in the name of Jesus, that by the authority and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are solidifying every movement that you need him to make. You are solidifying every plan that you need him to execute. You are moving by your anointing, by your power, and by your spirit, that no matter what, you are God, the King of glory. No matter what, you are mighty and you are righteous. No matter what, you're moving by your anointing, by your power, and by your spirit. You are God. You are God alone. And we magnify you. And we say thank you. Thank you that you're doing what need to be done. Thank you that you're moving how you need to move. Thank you that you're working how he needs you to work. And you're bringing everything together according to your most holy will. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. On this morning, look down upon the ones that stand in the need of a touch in their bodies. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're looking down upon Miss Annie and Mother Bibi and Queenie May. And on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, you're looking down upon Deacon Boykin and Deacon Boykin once again. In the mighty name of Jesus, you got Carolina and Patricia and Auntie Dakia in the palm of your hands. And everything that they stand in need of, you're able to do what need to be done. You are the God of restoration. You are the God that bring peace in the midst of a storm of sickness. You are God that can show up and take care of them and see about their every need. You are God, and we are leaning and depending on you to work it out on their behalf and do what need to be done concerning them. You are God. You are the King of glory. You are God. You are Lord Almighty, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are great. You are greatly to be praised. Nobody like you. We can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are mighty righteous. You are holy God. You are the great I am. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, on this morning, look down upon all of our children, one by one and name by name, that no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what he's trying, no matter what he's doing, that our children are protected from the crown of their heads to the very sole of their feet, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, mighty God, that on this morning, that which took place in Uvalde will never be the portion of the lives of our children. Our children are covered from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And every school shooting that's being planned, let it be destroyed and scattered into the four winds by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are God, and you're moving by your anointing. You are God, and you're moving by your power. You are God, and you're moving by your authority. You are doing what need to be done. You are God, and you're working. You are God, and you're moving. You are God, and you're doing what need to be done in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. worthy of the glory, worthy of the ahadabashe namasi, worthy of the honor and worthy of the praise. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, that you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what, you're going to do what needs to be done. No matter what, you're going to work what needs to be worked by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Our children are covered from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet. That mighty God, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, there'll be no sickness and no manner of disease that will be able to enter in the bodies of our children. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are taking care of them. You are shielding them. You are protecting them. That no matter what, you're going to get the glory. You're going to get the honor. You're going to get the praise in the midst of this. You are moving. You are working. And you are doing what only you can do. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, the King of glory. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, your Lord Almighty. And we give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're moving by your power. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're moving by your anointing. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're moving by your spirit. You're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood need done, can be done. That is what you are doing in the mighty name of Jesus. That Anona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla, Jocelyn, Joy, Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Marlon, Genesis, Karina, Josiah, Naraya, Sarah, David, Rhea, and Trevin and Jason and Jaquan and Deontay and Keyshawn, Michaela and Nakaya, Bella and Sarah, Jackson and Joshua, mighty God, that by the power, even Clay with this job, you are doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do, that none of our children, including Desiree and BJ, will never lay in an early grave, that none of our children, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are settling every legal matter that's surrounding our children. You are God, the King of glory, and according to what you want to do in their lives, you are working, you are moving, you are doing what need to be done by the anointing and the power of the blood. You are turning it around. You are working it out. You are turning it around and you're moving by your power. You're turning it around and you're moving by your spirit. You are God. You are God alone. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that none of our children will lay in an early grave, that none of our children will be victims of gun violence, that none of our children will be alcoholics or drug addicts, that none of our children will know what it is to be without a place that they can call home, that none of our children will know what it is, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, the suffer with sickness inside of their bodies, that you are God, the King of glory, and you're able to do what need to be done by the power and the authority of the blood. You're working, you're moving, you're doing what need to be done, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we give you praise right now. We glorify you right now. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that we can search high and low. We won't find nothing that compared to you. We say thank you on this morning in the name of Jesus. That you're looking down upon Raymond, my father. You're touching him in his physical body. That no matter what the enemy is trying, no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what the enemy is doing, you are God, the King of glory. You're moving by your power, by your anointing, and by your spirit. That you are God, the King of glory. And you're working it out and turning it around on his behalf. You are God, the King of glory. And you're doing what needs to be done. You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving like only you can move. And we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you're doing what need to be done in the name of Jesus. We say thank you right now, Father, for you are God, the King of glory, and you're moving right now, Father, for you are God, your Lord Almighty, and we say thank you right now, Father, understanding on today that there is none like you, understanding on today that you are the King of glory, understanding on today that you are God Almighty, that you reign, and that you rule, and that you're doing what need to be done inside of Raymond's body, that he might know that the great I am laid his hands upon him, that he might know that the great I am came to restore him, that he might know that the great I am came to see about him by the authority and the power of the blood. You moving, you working, you doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the praise. And we say thank you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God. You are God. And we say thank you. God, do what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. Father, move like only the power and the anointing of the blood can move. Your name alone is righteous. Your name alone is holy. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the praise. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the honor. That is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, God looked down upon Tramika and the Oleaton family on today, that every obstacle and every tangled up thing that the enemy wants to use against Tramika and Baba Shalah on today, by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus, move every obstacle out of the way. That no matter what the enemy has said, your word is final. Your word is standing. Your word is binding. And you're going to take care of it on today. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. We say thank you right now. Touch Teacher Mac in his physical body. Don't let any manner of sickness or any type of disease take root in Teacher Mac's body. That by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, cover him, Father, shield him, Father, protect him, Father, uproot every evil, every wicked sickness, uprooted by the power and the anointing of the blood, that no matter what come and no matter what go, that the devil don't get no victory over Teacher Mac's body, that you, God, you are keeping him. You, God, you are protecting him. You, God, you are covering him. You are doing the necessary thing to ensure that he might be well and never sick in this season by the power and the anointing of the blood. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You're moving, you're working, and you're doing what needs to be done. By the authority and the power of the blood, we honor you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, on this morning, keep us, God. Shield us, God. Teach us your ways that we might not stumble, that we might not fall, that the words that come out of our mouth don't negate the word, the release of the anointing and blessings and miracles that you're trying to send our way. Teach us faith that it even comes out of our mouth, that our very presence exemplify faith, that by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, everything concerning us shows that we trust in you, that we believe in you, that we are leaning and depending on you, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are going to do what only you can do, and we magnify your most holy name in the name of Jesus. We say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise right now. For you are God. And we say thank you. 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 In Jesus' name. Be with us, God. Shield us. Protect us as we ride. As we drive, as we move around, you be our shelter in the midst of it all. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.